Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and good evening and welcome to Corner's Corner. How are you doing, Wayne?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Are you doing better than yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I am doing better than yesterday. I am I'm waiting on Lisa to call. I talked to her earlier and she said, okay, and she's not here. So,
Lisa,
we might be doing a show on something different. I don't know where she is. excuse me. We can riffraff a little bit, I guess, until I see that she pops on. Last I knew, she said, okay, she was going to be here. So, which I'll see there. She said there was two different types of pots. I don't know if I told you that or not the other day. Which I didn't know. We talked about it last night. That's right. I remember. Really not sure between the two. And there's also something else that I'm going to do a show on. It's part of it is COPD. And the other part is, I'm looking, my brother was telling me about it. Gotta figure out where it is, but it's also another, it's a genetic, it's through your genes. It is, to something to do with your, I want to say your, it does with your lungs. It's alpha one. Oh man, I'll have to send it to you. Hold on, I'll send it to you because I can't pronounce these words, man. Some kind of deficiency. But I read up on a little bit of it, and it's pretty scary. It's to do with your lungs. It doesn't give your lungs the proper things they need to function properly. Oh, there's Lisa. Hold on, let me get her in here. Hello, my friend. I thought you got lost.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
I'm not lost.
Thought maybe you already got a blow. Yeah, you was missing in action. She's got this thing now that she can just call in whenever she wants to now. She's on the... You know, she's on that list. She just calls whenever she feels like calling. So, no, I'm just kidding, Lisa. How are you doing this evening? Yes.
Trying not to get waterlogged.
I hear you. It's coming. It's coming. Our power's been flickering all day long today for some reason. It's crazy. So, let's find out about this POTS stories. I hope you're a little bit prepared for it because I'm not, as usual. Last week we really dove in the water way up over our head. Didn't realize there was so much to do with it. So there's two different types. They both do pretty much do the same thing to the body, or what's
there's two different types. POTS with two T's.
Uh-huh.
Well, the POTS with the two T's has to do with a form of tuberculosis.
Yes, yes.
And then the POTS with one T has to do with the fast heartbeat.
Heart rate
increase.
So right.
I was wondering about that because of when we were searching it. You know, it would come up POTS or POTTS.
Yeah, they're two different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing that I didn't get into the other one because, you know, the one with the two T's, you know, as we were reading it, it would just scare the hell out of me. I'm like, I have no clue.
Whenever you see that word, tuberculosis, it gets scary.
Yes, yes. You know, and I see today on a commercial here in Florida, and I don't, you probably did on Fox 13 News. they were doing a thing about ticks and Lyme disease. And right. something I wasn't real familiar, wasn't real sure about, there is a, I guess, a second form of Lyme disease, they're saying. It's one that directly affects the heart. So I don't know if it's okay. If it's the same, if it's one Lyme disease, but the way they were talking, it was like two separate parts of it.
Well, there's a Lyme disease tachycardia.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they were talking about. I just caught the tail end of it. I tried to find it on their website, but I couldn't find it. But they're airing stuff now in the news here about that. So that's a good thing. That's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
At least the news channel is picking up on something, you know. So that's
exactly.
a good thing.
Exactly.
So, which one of the two pots is, I want to say, the worst than the other, because none of them's good. What's the most common one? What's most people have? Do you know that offhand or no? Because I haven't been able to find anything really about that.
Whenever I'm on Twitter, I see the hashtag POTS with one T a lot.
Okay, so maybe that's the one that's more important. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Not more important,
but that's the one that's more noticeable or more people have. I'll get my words right eventually.
It's common. It's more common.
Right. I'm not real good with words today. I don't know what's going on. I've been like this all day. It's better than yesterday, but words just are not on my favor today for some reason. So
I think how CPS and CRPS can look at it is because they do have a sympathetic nervous system activation with the POTS with one T.
Right. Well, we'll just talk about the one POTS then. The more common POTS, I guess, is the way I should say it. Maybe people will, they'll understand what I'm saying there and not take offense to what I'm saying.
Common. Standing, when they stand, they'll notice that their heart rate goes very fast, and then at the same time, there'll be a drop in blood pressure. That could cause fainting.
Mm-hmm.
And you get low blood volume.
That's not good. All my friends on Facebook has that particular one. Because she's always, go ahead.
With tachycardia, the fast heartbeat, you'll always get tremors and shaking.
Yeah, I think that's what's
coldness and pain in the extremities, which chest pain and shortness of breath. Of course, we can relate that in our condition.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have it too. Definitely does the same thing. I'm getting more and more of these conditions. Wayne, did you see the one I just sent you? Can you pronounce that word?
No.
Me neither.
I'm a guy,
but it's
on the radio. I'm not a MD.
I just play one on radio.
Yeah, this word is a little complicated for me to say. It's just like your last name, Lisa. I can't never pronounce it, so I just say Lisa Davis. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. So I told Wayne last night, I said, Lisa don't pay no mind. She knows I just can't say it, and I'm not going to attempt to say it, make a fool out of myself. I just say the one that I can say, and that is that. So that's what we're going to roll with. So, yeah, we did. Wayne did some research last week on POTS, and man, it was just. He sent me some, and I was reading over it as we were talking. And I'm like, I don't even have a clue where to start with it. You know, besides it's part of TB. I mean, I knew that, but I'm like, wow, this is really
the POTS with two T.
Is the one with, the one with TB, That's the one we were looking at last week.
One T is tachycardia for the heart. and fast rate.
Yeah. Yeah, we were looking at pots with two T's.
What was the thing that the back point of the spine was kind of collapsing on itself with the pots?
With the two T's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know any other way to explain it, but it's like, have you seen people that have a hump on their back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That right there is the two T pot.
Okay.
And it's okay. Showing how the infection's spreading in the vertebrae up in the upper spine area of the thoracic part.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. So, yeah, I think the more common one that people have is the one with one T, because you don't see a whole lot of people like that, unless that's, you know, not everybody gets that with the two T's, but... I've seen a few people, but not very many. Regardless, neither one of them would be pleasant to have, but there's no worry about that. I mean, the one with the one T is the one that I'm worried about more, because I see quite a few people that have that, and or they think they have that, and that's the one I want to try to push for. Not that I don't want to try to help the other one. I do, but
we'll help them another night.
I just think it's a little bit too much to take on at one time.
Oh, it is to talk about both of them at the same time would be fair.
But what did they do?
I think it's fairly simple for us to talk about, you know, our individual disease. But some of these, when we get into talking about them, you know, if we don't have somebody who is, you know, like an expert or somebody who has the disease, you know, and works for people, that,
right,
you know, we really have no clue of where to go with it, which is why, you know, we're so glad you're here, is, you know,
yeah,
we get some help on it, you know, some understanding.
Right. Yes, if there's any listeners out there that have POTS, please call in and tell us what it's like.
Yeah, I've, the one person... I got to find her. I don't know if she's even online. She was last week, and she was at the ER. She was going to call in. So if you're listening, I've been told not to use her name, so I won't. But if she's listening, she can call in. Feel free to call in tonight. We are, excuse me, we are here talking about POTS, P-O-T-S. And I think that... Do you know any kind of treatment for it? I mean, do they have anything that they can do to kind of help it along, or do you know, Lisa?
Actually, it says the most common treatment is increasing fluid intake, 2 to 3 liters per day, increase your salt consumption, wear compression stockings, raise the head of your bed to help conserve the blood volume.
Okay.
And avoid the substance situations that make it worse.
Yeah.
I think these people can sometimes be diagnosed with anxiety. It's actually not that at all. And that's the sad part.
Yeah, because I know that from what I've seen, like I said, on Facebook from a few people, They feel like they're dying. They feel like they're not wanted, and you know, all that stuff that comes with it. So yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds very.
If you show up at the doctor's office and think them like that, they're going to say, "Oh, you're having a panic disorder. You're having anxiety," and it's not bad at all. It's actually positive.
Yeah, definitely. That's why this one lady keeps going through. They keep sitting there. Oh, there's nothing wrong. They keep sending her home. She goes right back. And I feel so bad for her, because people act like they don't believe her. And it's like, you can't do that to people. I mean, you know, even us as individuals, we have to believe what people are saying. And I know she has a very, very hard time. I see it all the time. So I'm like, I wanted to do a show on it, because I want to try to bring out a little bit more about it, because it's, to me, it's very dangerous.
I think,
you know, your heart and lungs, it's very dangerous. And Wayne pecking on his keyboard. Sounds like he's putting holes in it. What do y'all type so aggressive? Y'all type so aggressive, man. I can type. You can't even hear me typing.
They also say that POTS is a form of dysautonomia. Mm-hmm. It's actually a dysautonomia international, and they keep up with the research on POTS. And that would be a good place to send them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because I haven't been able to find too much info. Good info, because I don't really know what I'm looking for with it neither.
Right.
With POTS. Yeah, now I got a little. Now I got a little bit of leverage thanks to you. So that'll help me.
Yeah, just think of dysautonomia is the umbrella term to describe different conditions that have mm-hmm. a malfunction of the autonomic nervous system, which is us.
Yeah.
And, the nervous system.
Right. My job is to bring people on the show and let them give out the information. It's not so much for me researching, man. My researching days are over. I've done my share of researching. Yeah, but no, I try to research, you know. I just want to put out, good information, that's all. And I know you can get so much bad information from everything, so I try to keep up on the good stuff, but
we can tell all the listeners to pass it on. Autonomia international.org has awareness, advocacy, and advancement research on their site.
Good It's glad to know that
there's a shout
somebody
out for dysautonomia.
Right. Hey, it's fine with me. If they help, that's what matters to me.
Exactly.
Because that's what it's all about,
Right.
I mean, I can take time and contact, a lot of these people like that. I could research and take the time to talk to them, but they might not talk back. I mean, I have that happen a lot. I don't understand it, but that's what they do it to us. So we just kind of run along and deal with it. But there is, it seems like almost all, and I've said this before, all these disorders are a lot of them are on the central nervous system. I mean, it's just unbelievable how many of these disorders affect the nerves. It's like, wow, it's just, I don't know, I'm overwhelmed with it.
It really is.
Yeah, there's so many of them. I mean, it's like.
And this is another one that if you have one problem, you could get this as well, like with MS. Mm-hmm. If you have MS, you could also have POTS.
Right.
If you have any type of anemia, autoimmune disease, like lupus, you could get POTS.
Right. Yeah, that's scary, man, knowing that stuff's out there like that. It really is, because we don't need anything else besides what any of us have. I promise you that.
I find it amazing that so many of these diseases are interconnected, where if you have this, you can get this and this, That, I think, is what makes a lot of this so scary.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, and you can start getting symptoms of something else. And, if you're not telling your doctor and keeping them up, you might not ever know that you had also developed MS or lupus or, whatever. It's,
right.
To me, it's just, that's what was getting me last week. I was just, wow.
Exactly.
Of everything.
It's an umbrella.
Dan doesn't research, but I do, and while we were talking, I was reading, and I was just like, oh, wow, I'm just reading here that, the treatment used to be that you got prolonged body rest or a body cast. It's either the bed rest or a body cast. And at the time, the mortality rate was 20%, And now you can fix, you can Well, you can, treat it with chemotherapy and surgery.
Wow. Yeah, but it's dangerous to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are our options, and that's to me is what is scary about this.
Yeah, it's, but since it's on the spinal cord compression, you have to really trust your doctor to do chemo or to do both back surgery and chemo. And it's really for spinal tuberculosis would be the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's
some tough stuff right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, they just, that is really, really tough. And you don't want to see people go through that. I mean, cancer patients go through chemo now, and it basically kills them in my mind. It's right. So dangerous, so rough on them, you know. But, you know, they try to do what they can. That's what they try to do what they can to survive. And, I totally understand it, but. It's just so sad that watching. I had a close friend die in his 30s of cancer, and I watched him come home from chemo. Man, he come to my house because his wife would be at work, and he come to my house in the evenings, and because she worked night shift, evening shift, and he would come to my house and just lay on my couch, covered up, man, just sick as a dog.
Couldn't hardly
walk, you know, because of the chemotherapy. And it broke my heart to watch it. He finally passed away, but. It really messed him up bad. The cancer finally just got out of control, and that was it. So we just it's not good by no means. It's not. It's terrible. But I'm hoping to get. I don't give many people call on my show. I don't know why they listen, but they just don't call in. They don't call in any. They don't call into any radio shows, hardly. They don't.
Well, maybe their listeners are not talking.
They like listening to us get on here and bamble our gums about stuff. They do listen. I see them listening, but they just don't. They don't want to talk. So we're like, okay. They don't talk. You know, I'm sure if I put up a post and said, hey, nobody call the show tonight because it's just going to be us talking, they'd probably ring it off the hook, but. They probably blow it up. They blow it up. Reverse psychology. But now, you know, we have people copying our show now, which is, it amazes me, really. I'm really actually kind of happy about it. They're doing some things that we're doing on our show, and it makes me feel good. You know, I'm not being sarcastic. It does. It makes me feel good knowing that they don't like me, but yet they take the time to listen to my show, and then they do the things that we do. So it makes me feel good. That's it really does.
Biggest form of flattery.
They don't. They just don't realize what they're doing. But
right.
That's okay. They can listen to me all they want to, because I'll help them learn. I'll help them learn so they can do things on their own, and maybe one day they'll grow up. They'll grow up to be a big boy like me. That's now I was being sarcastic there, but
funny.
Hey, I don't, people don't like it. Oh, well, turn the channel, go somewhere else. That's the way that's the way I feel. But, you know, with this POTS, I'm going to put some kind of questionnaire thing up. I'm really curious how many people know that they have POTS that have some of these other disorders. I'm just curious. I'm really curious to see how many people know that they have it and how many people think that they might have it. Because, listen, if we can bring awareness to everybody or as many people as we can about, yes, it's a possibility you can have these other disorders, not to get them worried, not to get them on an uproar, but to let them know they might be been misdiagnosed, because let me tell you, it can happen very easy with these disorders, because there are some of them are a lot alike.
Too similar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if there's no real hard
information out there, and they take it to their doctor, and they start getting treated for that, they might feel a lot better than and they do
know. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's like there's times I sit and wonder, well, you know, I wonder if I really do have CRPS, but the medication is working, the stimulator works. You know, the discoloration is not as bad as it was before I got all that stuff taken care of. So, because like with CRPS, there's really no known proven way or no way to prove that it's CRPS. Some people say deep bone scans, which they don't work in my mind. I don't see how. It's a nervous system. So how is a deep bone scan going to work? But some people say they do, and I leave it alone. I'm so okay, whatever. It might. I don't think it does, but that's just my opinion. But you know, they test for certain disorders, and like CRPS, it doesn't really have no found way, you know, no preferred way of testing for it. So how do you know if it's something else? I mean, you know, it could very well be something else.
Extra symptoms that might be something else.
I think all people should be aware of that. And bring it to their doctor's attention and see if they do have something else. I hope and pray that they don't have something else, but just to make sure, you know, just to make sure, because if we have something else, we need to be treated for it. If there's any way to be treated for it.
Yeah. Check into it.
You know, that's just me and my thinking. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But that's the way I feel about it.
I can tell you, they are similar because with my thyroid cancer, I had that tachycardia. And I was like 120 at rest. 140, 120 beats at rest.
Wow.
And so I feel for the doctors because how can you tell when they all have similar symptoms? You know? You got to be almost a diagnostician.
Sure.
To be able to determine, okay, is it this condition? Is it this disease?
Yeah.
But it's doesn't hard to bring it up.
No, it does. It never does. It never does. And I think more and more people need to do that because I believe, and I, you know, again, this is my feelings and my opinion on this stuff, but I do believe that people with these chronic issues, I believe that they have, they could have something else wrong with them and they're not getting what they need. So, I mean, I want to make sure that they know that there's a lot of other things that they could have. I don't want to scare people, which, you know, it probably does scare people. And I'm not intending to scare people, but I want them to know that, yes, there can be other things out there.
Definitely, you know,
that they could get. And yes, it's very scary. So, you know, I hope people listen and take a little bit of advice, and never hurts to double check with your doctor to make sure. I mean, never hurts to do that. I don't believe. What do you think, Wayne? Do you agree? Oh, okay, you're there.
About that, you know, as far as, you know, going to your doctor, you know, with a journal of day, you know, health, how you've been feeling, you know, what hurts, where does it hurt, how does it hurt, you know, rating it, how bad does it hurt, you know, anything new that we pick up, you know, if it's something that's not, hasn't hurt before, you know, it's actually good to start going to some of these different diseases on, you know, I do it on the internet, and I just look at symptoms for them, you know, and like spots, it's, you know, anorexia, back pain. You know, there's a lot of different things that, you know, are symptoms that you really wouldn't think about. You know, night sweats. You know, these are all things that, well, you know, I'm getting old, so I have night sweats, you know. But if you're actually looking, no, these are actually symptoms that are pointing to, you know, different possible diseases. And if you're mm-hmm. telling your doctor, you know, if you have a good doctor, should be picking these up and going, hey, you know, we got something new here that doesn't fall into what you have. And,
right.
you know, give your doctor a chance to do his or her job.
Right. That's true. That is true. You know, I'm writing something, so hold on. I can't do it. I'm not able to concentrate for some reason. Yeah, we definitely have to talk about or talk to our doctors and be honest and tell them. You tell them our symptoms, and if our symptoms are not matching what they say we have, we have a problem. We need to find out more, you know. We need to say, okay, you've diagnosed me with Lyme disease. You've tested. You've proven I got Lyme disease, but I'm having these issues. What do these issues go with? See, I think people just settle. People just settle to take the doctor what the doctor says. That they believe it, you know. And I think there could be more to it than just that. And they don't. Exactly. Exactly. They just don't know. Lisa, that I just sent you, I don't know what that word is. That's the word I was talking about. The word I'm talking about. The alpha one something or another. that's the word.
Antitrypsin.
Okay, that's the word I was talking about. That I was trying to say, me and Wayne could not say it. So, you know, we're not smart. First admit I'm not. I'm going to do a show on that. My aunt passed away a few weeks ago, and I just found out yesterday from that. My mother passed away 15 years ago. It's okay. She's better off. She's better off. 15 years ago, I lost my mother to it. And now my brother has it, and I have some of it. I'm just not sure how much, so I have to get tested for that too. But it's hereditary, is what it is. And
my goodness.
It's very scary. Very scary. My mother's dad passed away from it. So it's not good. It's not good. So I'm gonna definitely do some research on that. He's my research partner here. He researches things for me. Since I don't.
Well,
that's another thing. That's close. Huh? Go ahead, Wayne.
Doctors who treat POTS.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first things. That was one of the first things I did when my doctor diagnosed me with degenerative osteoarthritis. You know, I could have said, whoa, okay, great. I know what I have now. No, I wanted to go and find out what it was, you know. And what the symptoms were, you know, so I knew what was normal, and then I knew what wasn't normal, and I don't know, that's always been me, you know. If something hurts, if I hadn't looked, you know, it's just my, you know, arthritis. It's not. It's something totally different. But if you're not. If you're not really aware of your own symptoms, you know, with your disease, you can't keep track of anything because you think, well, that's all part of, you know, POTS or it's all part of lupus, when it's really not. You know, it's, you know, you hit it earlier here, Lisa, is that, you know, you can have this and you can still get this or this. You know, so we have to know what our own, you know, symptoms are, the normal symptoms, so we can pick up on anything new, you know, so that we don't have to live in any more pain than what we already live in.
The quality of life.
That's big. What was you going to say, Lisa? I know you was going to say something just a minute ago, and you and Wayne both were trying to talk at the same time. Wayne just out talked you, so.
I got her. I did it.
Sometimes you just got to push your way through. Sometimes you just got to bull your way right on through the way, push people aside, get your point across. I understand. Did you have something you was going to say, Lisa, before he rudely interrupted you?
He did. I am.
Oh, that's just terrible.
It says that doctors that treat POTS have actually compared the functional impairment to patients that have COPD or heart failure.
I was going to say something about that because I know that it does a lot like COPD. I don't know how close they are together, but it does affect the body a lot like COPD does. That's why I'm going to do that show on COPD and that other long word. Oh, excuse me. right on time, 8:35. Yeah. I've been doing a little earlier lately. I'm getting back on track. I'm getting back on track with the yawning.
You should start your show at 7.
Nah, I'd still yawn at 7:30 probably. the thing of it is I do this every evening. I don't care if it's the weekend or weeknight. At 8:30, here I go again. Excuse me. At 8:30, anywhere from 8:20 to 8:40, I start yawning, and I'll yawn until I go to bed tonight at 11, 12 o'clock, whatever time it is I go to sleep. So yeah.
Well, it's, Wayne, let's look that up and see what that is.
Yeah, look that up for me. You got nothing else to do right now. Go ahead, look it up.
excessive yawning syndrome.
Yeah, just from 8:20 to 8:40 p.m. Let's see if there's any. I probably got something else now. Huh. Oh, well.
No. Wow. Hey, I plugged it in, and it actually came up on Bing. Excessive yawning.
No. Really? I'm
serious, it did. I hit excessive, and it popped right up.
Nice. Yeah, it's a different type of disorder.
Wow.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Oh, I'm trying to find it.
I thought you found it.
Me, I always thought it was because your brain needed oxygen, but
I don't know.
That's a whole nother problem.
All right, that's a whole nother show, another night. Come on, man, cut me a break, will you?
I think that also brings up the subject of doctors hating when patients look symptoms up and wondering if they have this or that, or talk themselves into having something. But it's different. When you're a chronic pain patient, you know what symptoms are and how you feel. It's not that we're hypochondriac. Sure. We have proof. Mm-hmm. You know.
Sure. Well, you know, I do believe that we can make ourselves believe sometimes that we do have other issues. And why I say that is because when we did the show with y'all on CPS, you know, there was some things there that I'm thinking to myself, I just might have CPS instead of CRPS because they're a lot alike, and it does make a person think that, you know, hey, it's a possibility I could have this. And no, it doesn't mean that they do. It's just that it's what it does to their body. Excuse me.
While you're yawning, I'll say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Patients can also develop a reddish-purple color in their legs upon standing, and it's caused by the blood pooling and poor circulation.
Mm-hmm. But see, I have that in my left leg primarily, but that is due to the CRPS, I believe.
Right.
I believe, because I haven't been, I'm not a diabetic yet. Last I checked, I wasn't. I say that rather loosely because that's probably going to be the next thing that happens. I just don't have positive thoughts about my health. I'm just sorry. I just don't. I try to.
I try to, but right. You know, it's just it's just falling apart day by day.
It's all falling normal.
Yeah, falling apart day by day. So yeah. But you know, since I come off the gabapentin for the neuropathy, that has gone away a lot. It's not there near as bad as it was, which is kind of strange.
That's the number one medication that they give to us, and it did nothing for me.
Well, see, it helped me, but I had the massive weight gain, and it caused my legs to really be swell up and be discolored really, really bad. And well, when I come off of it, that went away.
Yeah, see, that's the other sign of side effects. Sometimes the side effects can be worse than the medicine you're taking and what you're taking it for.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. So, yeah, we definitely, we were talking about this last night. I believe natural things is not totally, not all 100% natural. I don't think that's good for a person's body neither. But some natural things I do believe will help a lot with, you know, instead of the medication we're on. Like Wayne said last night, the problem is you have to be careful where you get that stuff from because you don't know what they're putting in it. You know, that's the bad thing.
I know.
That's the
scary.
It's very scary. So it's like
I would never order medications online from another country.
No, that's just not good.
How do you know what you're getting?
That's what I want to know. Yeah, that's rather dangerous. I believe.
Very.
I really do. So, I don't know. Hopefully, we can get some things together. You know, with the doctors and I guess the CDC and whoever, the drug pharmacies. But you know, me and Wayne have talked about this several times. We're not going to get much of anything because it's all about the money. It's all about the money.
Oh, yes.
And. Yeah. You know, the way he said one time, he goes, if they were to cure us, they would have to pay, we'd have to pay $50,000 or more per person just to get cured. And he got
exactly.
A good point. A real good point.
That is so true.
Yeah, because the
profit margin, you would.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to pay.
The treatments themselves are $10,000 a pop.
Yeah.
You know, that's for every time you get one. So, yeah. You know, they'd have to go at least
about big pharma money.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
No, don't even get me started on big pharma.
I won't.
We'd have to have a slumber party for that one.
Right? I hear you. We have to be waiting. That's another show, another day. Another week, maybe. The whole week.
Exactly.
Now,
a whole week for Big Pharma, the FDA, the CDC.
Yeah. Well,
but
you know, we've talked.
There are medications out there for POTS, and that's good to know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like anti-anxiety drugs, if you don't want to take that, then find the herbal equivalent.
Right. To help with
a
it,
lot of.
Sure, there's. Well, you know, it's good that there's, you know, it's something so serious. I mean, to me, POTS is very serious. It messes with your heart, your lungs, and stuff. That's a serious disorder. I mean, I don't hear what it is. It's very dangerous, and I want to make sure that they are getting treated halfway decent and got medications that can help with it. You know, I understand it's not a cure, but you know, we have to be treated for our illnesses and try to be able to cope with it the rest of our lives as best as we can with the medication or the treatment. So it's good to know that something's out there. That Wayne, did you find anything on my yawning all the time?
It's actually a fairly normal state. You know, people used to think it was from boredom or from being tired. It's just a normal thing that people do.
Now, so I'm.
He's bored.
I'm a normal kind of guy tonight. Wow, what do you know, people? People's going to disagree with that. They're going to be writing me going, I think you're crazy. I think there's problems. You're delusional. Yeah, well, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, I'm delusional. What do you think I'm doing a radio show for? I'm out of my mind. No, I enjoy doing them. I enjoy helping people. It's just right now this community is in a very bad uproar for some reason. The kids can't play nice in the same sandbox. I don't know what's going on. Always putting people. Hell yeah, but it's all over. Putting people down. Yeah, talking bad about others. It's like, really? Come on, people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just get a grip.
Okay.
I
wonder, do you think it's because of their pain levels are so high, they're just in a nasty mood? Or?
Sure. We were talking about that a little bit, I think, last night. And, yeah, I think that's part of it. I really do. That they're frustrated, you know. I mean, I get the whole thing. But don't take it out on innocent other innocent people. You know, that's my point. And if you're having a bad day, just say, I'm having a bad day today. And people's going to tend to, you know, hey, you okay? You know, I'm thinking of you. Cheer up. Keep your head up. Stay strong. Whatever.
Right.
To let that person know that you're there and you care. You know, just simple little something. Something really positive, very small. Don't have to say a whole lot. People just don't. They don't do that.
Maybe when we do pain management, we should say the first thing a chronic pain patient needs to do is recognize that you can be really ugly when your pain flares.
Sure.
You need to take it into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. We've talked about it numerous times. And I think it's a combination of things. Yeah, I really do. It's people's frustration, their anger for their hurt. You know, we all understand it. I mean, trust me, we all understand it. We're all there at some point in time, you know.
We really do.
I don't know. I just hope the community comes together and quits acting like a bunch of kids. So that's really what they're doing. They really are. They're not everyone. Not everyone. It's just a handful of people, but they're ruining it for millions of other people or thousands of other people.
That's
too
bad.
Yeah, they just need to get a grip. You know,
Wayne was saying, there's 700 million of us right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine a group that size probably going to have a few that can't get along.
Oh, well, sure.
We'd have one powerful voice if we could get 700 million together.
Sure.
You've been listening to our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. You said it a few times.
Good, Lisa.
I told you all.
Oh, we got one listener. All right. We got one. No, we got several, believe it or not. We really do. You know, we just try to keep it real here. You know, there's no pretending, no faking. You're having a bad day. You're just having a bad day. And that's just the way it is.
Right.
And, you know, and if you're having a good day, you're having a good day, you know, and that's the way it is. Sure. I hear other shows and, you know, they're always happy and blah, 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 blah. And try to be so professional. I'm like, really, really? Your toys are in the same sandbox as mine. Why are you going to try to be different? Why are you going to try to be different? You're not a professional. If you were a professional, you wouldn't be doing it on the internet. You'd be doing it at a radio station somewhere. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Let's show the realities of it.
Sure.
Well, let's be honest. It's a pain network. I mean, that's what we're talking about is people in pain.
Sure.
I really do not think that people in pain are going to be having a wonderful day every day of their life. It's
that's
pain.
True.
I mean,
that's true.
I get tested.
I don't know if this is appropriate, but since this is not the S&M community, we're not going to be happy about pain.
Right? That's right.
That's right. That is right. You know, it's just that was good. That was good. thought I was going to have to hit
it. Appropriate or not?
But. Yeah, it's all right. We'll find out if they write me a nasty letter. We'll know it wasn't appropriate. But
oh
but,
my God, just 40.
Nah, this.
I do.
Huh?
I have done ahead of time for anyone that I have may offended.
No, you're fine. You're on my show. We live to offend people. at least that's what they say anyway. I don't know. But, you know,
I don't consider speaking the truth as
no, it's not.
Doing anything
it's
other
not.
Than just speaking the truth.
That's
yeah.
basically what it is.
Yeah. yeah.
That's how we no, feel right here, Lisa. We,
you're talking about pain, you know, right. and I mean, come on, you know, you have
think,
to be able to admit that you have a bad day, you know, not right. talking to somebody and you're having a bad day. All you have to do is just say, you know, I'm kind of having a bad day. Can we pick this up tomorrow?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Not a problem.
But you know, I think that's what.
Pain fire.
Sure, I think that's why we have a lot of people that listen to us because we keep it real. It's not pretend. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm a professional DJ and this and that. I'm not going to do it. I'm a human being with a chronic pain disorder, and yes, I have a bad attitude sometimes, and it really sucks. Okay, that's the truth.
Part of it.
that's the truth. Nothing but the truth. So, I mean, you know, my theory to everybody is don't pretend like you're fine when you're not. If you're hurting and having a bad day and bad time, either stay away from Facebook and other people or just simply say, I'm not having a good day today. And people will really come out of the woodworks and be very kind to you. There might be one or two bad apples that come out and say something smart. Just remove their comment. That's what I do. They post stuff on my page all the time. Well, your radio show was the worst one I ever heard. Thank you.
Oh,
now
my
I'm going
God.
To
oh, my God.
Yeah. Now I'm going to remove your post. And then they unfriended me. Oh, you just broke my heart.
Oh, no.
My heart.
Maybe you can
my heart.
A show on growing thick skin while in pain.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You should do one like that because you need thick skin if you're going to be a chronic pain patient.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You do. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for the show idea, Lisa. Somebody will probably steal it. They probably heard my show. But she come up with a great show idea. Let's do that. Yeah, go ahead. They copy everything I do, so whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let them copy.
Well, if they do, they'll have to pay me financially. It was my idea.
that's right. Take the credit for it. I'll
give
it
to
you.
Dan and Wayne. No one
else. I just love the sarcasm. I love it. No, we really do. We try really hard to help people, but you know, some people try to get in the way and. Listen, I don't let them. I put them aside, move on, go somewhere else, listen to somebody else. I don't need you. I don't want you. I don't want none of the hassles. Just move on. Just move on. Pretend like I don't even exist.
That's what you need to do every day, though.
Yeah.
Do not let anyone steal your happy.
Oh, they ain't going to. I made a comment. Yeah. I put a comment on Facebook the other day, but I just wish people would grow up and stop with the BS and blah, blah, blah. People commenting on, well, your post really got people rattled down there. Really, that's good. That's what I wanted. I wanted to get them rattled.
Wake them up.
I want them to know that, listen, I ain't going to play this game, okay? I don't have to for one and two. I'm not going to. If they're going to start bashing people that I know and I'm friends with, that ain't done nothing wrong, y'all better move on down the road because there's one person that you don't want to run up against and try to get in a competition with me that you're going to do this and you're going to do that. No, don't threaten me.
Exactly. I remember telling my niece daughter when she graduated and going into adulthood And I told her, honey, it's no different than high school. Just the names change. It's the same type of personality. You're going to have to deal with it forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, you can't make people get along and be respectful. Not everyone's going to do it. And that's fine.
Right.
You know, that's fine. They just need to move on down the road and go somewhere else with their miserable life and do what they want. But you're not going to drag me with you. I'm not going to go.
I will not allow you to do this.
No, I am not going there. Forget it. And that's just the way it is. I mean, me and Wayne can sit here every single night and do shows and get along with each other and have total different views on political stuff. Totally different. Totally opposite from the top to the bottom.
Oh, yeah, we bump heads politically, but this is not a political show.
Right. So we sit here and we work together every night, four nights a week, Monday through Thursday, to do our shows, and we get along off air too. I mean, it's not a question of just on air. We get along on and off air. We just don't see the same in the political eye. Big deal. It's our rights. It's our opinions. Sure. Sure.
It's okay to have different. It would be so boring if everybody thought the same and was the same.
Sure. One of my very good friends. I'm not going to mention her name on air because I just respect people like that. But she is going for Hillary Clinton. I'm against it. I'm the first one to say I'm against it. But you know what? She shares my show. She listens to my show. She talks to me on private message probably once or twice a week. Great lady. And she's doing a lot to help this community. And that, you know, we have different views on political views too, but we still get along. I'm saying this for a reason, because we all can feel different about anything and everything, but we're all still human beings. We all still have to live in this world together, and we all need to work together for a cause. That's what my point is. And when I'm using these people, Wayne and this lady, as an example, because we can have differences of opinion, but yet when it comes down to what we are focused on doing and wanting to do, we work fine together, and we do that. You know,
this overrides everything else, you know.
Sure.
It does.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's just how it's supposed to work in life, you know. Sure, me and Wade could do a show on politics, and we can sit there and disagree with each other all night long, and it ain't going to make any difference. It ain't going to make no difference.
Oh, no, you can get that mute button constantly.
It's okay to have a healthy debate. My goodness.
Sure.
That's what conversation is all about.
Yeah, but that's what we're trying
what we
to
need
make
for the fan community is a healthy discussion.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, if you don't agree with something, open up your mouth, get on the air, and tell us.
And
say something.
I don't have a problem with that.
Sure. I'm not going to blast you. I'm not going to call you out or nothing like that because we disagree on something. It's just not the way it works. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
Sure. We're running out of time, y'all. Wayne, we're going to try to go on for tomorrow and Thursday night shows. But as you know, we're having some bad weather roll in here tomorrow, starting tomorrow, I believe. So
tomorrow night, we're going to have bad weather.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do the show. So I've got them booked. Today I forgot to send you the link. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
That's all right.
I will keep you up to date tomorrow. I probably won't send you a link maybe to like an hour before the show because I want to make sure the weather's holding up. I've got a generator, but if the power goes out before, I can hook everything up. If not, I'm going to have to wait. So I'll keep you informed, okay, for the next couple of days. So anybody listening, if I'm not on air for the next 2 days, you know why. But I will be back next week. Lisa, thank you very much, my dear.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you very much,
Anna.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad you were here. You take good care of yourself and stay safe this next few days. Oh, I am. I'm going to stay safe. I'm going to dig a tunnel.
we'll make it.
All right. I'll talk to you again, Lisa. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye, Wayne.
All right. Good night.
All right, Lisa.
Bye.
All right, Wayne. That's it. We are done.
We'll hopefully talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed. I'll write you and let you know.
Let me know.
I'll let you know. All right. It's going to be Harry for the next week.
Yeah. If you see the witch on the bicycle, just let me know and we'll do it the next night.
All right, buddy. Take care, man. I'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right. Good night. All right. Good night.